Good morning, friend of FPCA, or perhaps it's already evening. The day has slipped away. What you hope to do first thing in the morning, you're finally getting around to do at the end of the day. Either way, I'm glad that you've joined us. Welcome to our Lenten Daily Prayer Service for the 3rd of March. I'm Linda Wiseman. I've been a member of FPCA for about 15 years, and I'm currently an elder serving as clerk of session. Question for today is two-part. For whom does your heart break? And which neighbors are you called to love, to pray for, or pay attention to in this season? As a mother and a grandmother, my heart breaks for other mothers and grandmothers, especially as I compose this on the anniversary of Russia's invasion. It breaks for those mothers and grandmothers in Ukraine who've seen their children killed, wounded in body and spirit, kidnapped, or sent away to places that might provide them some measure of security and refuge. My heart breaks for the elderly and ill grandmothers left behind, and for all those women trying to teach children in the underground shelters. I think it means that I also should pray for the mothers and grandmothers in Russia who grieve for their lost sons and who may not know anything about the circumstances of their death or where they lie. My heart breaks for any mother and parent who must decide today if it's safe to send her child off to school. Will they be bullied, shamed? Will they find kindness? What are they going to learn in school? And will they return home safely? Are there neighbors looking out to protect and guide these children? My heart also breaks today for any mother who must struggle to find food for her children. How long will she search, wait in line? Will she find nourishing and fresh food? And will it ever be enough? So my heart breaks, especially for these people, many of whom are physically or geographically my neighbors living here in the Lehigh Valley. As to the second question, which neighbors are you called to love, pray for, or pay attention to in this season? Well, there's both a simple answer and a challenging one here. In this season, these mothers and grandmothers are on my mind, but you know that Jesus said I'm supposed to pay attention to, pray for, and love all my neighbors. In the Gospel of Luke, the questioning lawyer already knows that the Judaic law requires him to love his neighbor as himself. But he continues to press, asking Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" He wants Jesus to be more definitive, clarify the boundaries, his moral, his social obligations. And Jesus responds with the parable we know as the parable of the Good Samaritan. The neighbor is the one who showed mercy, who responded outside his comfort zone, who physically reached out to the stranger, who helped restore him to wholeness. And we are called to do likewise, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves, to dismantle the barriers that divide us and see our interconnections. For many years, I've worked with an organization that helps people who suffer from visual impairments, from preschoolers through the elderly. Their amazing staff and volunteers believe that everyone deserves the opportunity to thrive. And their organizational vision is to enable individuals to lead lives which are rich in spirit, vibrant, and independent within their community. Isn't that what we seek both for ourselves and our neighbors? It takes all of our neighbors to remove barriers, contribute, support, enable, and enrich lives. It may not be convenient or comfortable, and it will ask us to love both the unlovable and our enemies. But we can pray, we can go, and we can do together. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, enable me to pay attention to, pray for, and love all those in my expansive neighborhood, to welcome strangers into my neighborhood, to comfort those outside my comfort zone, to love the unlovable, even my enemies. I ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Go in peace and joy, and I'll see you in church.